Revelation, chapter 18. After these things I saw another angel coming down out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, and has become a dwelling place of demons, and a hold of every unclean spirit, and a hold of every unclean bird, and a hold of every unclean and hateful beast. Because from the wine of the wrath of her fornication, all the nations have drank, and the kings of the earth committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich by the power of her wantonness. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come forth, my people, out of her, that you have no fellowship with her sins, and that you do not receive of her plagues. For her sins have stuck even to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her even as she rendered, and double to her the double according to her works, in the cup which she mixed, mix to her double. However much she glorified herself, and waxed wanton, so much give her of torment and mourning, for she says in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and will in no way see mourning. Therefore in one day her plagues will come, death, and mourning, and famine, and she will be completely burned with fire, for strong is Yahweh, the God who judged her. And the kings of the earth, who committed fornication and lived wantonly with her, will weep and wail over her, when they look at the smoke of her burning. Standing far off for the fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city. For in one hour is your judgment come. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold, and silver, and precious stone, and pearls, and fine linen, and purple, and silk, and scarlet, and all Thyan wood, and every vessel of ivory, and every vessel made of most precious wood, and of bronze, and iron, and marble. And cinnamon, and spice, and incense, and ointment, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and cattle, and sheep, and merchandise of horses and chariots and slaves even souls of men. And the fruits which your soul desired are gone from you, and all things that were dainty and sumptuous have perished from you, and they will find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who were made rich by her, will stand far off for the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning. Saying, Woe, woe, the great city, she who was arrayed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stone and pearl. For in one hour such great wealth is made desolate. And every shipmaster, and everyone who sails anywhere, and mariners, and as many as gain their living by sea, stood far off. And cried out as they looked on the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like the great city? And they cast dust on their heads, and cried out, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, in which all who had their ships in the sea were made rich by reason of her costliness. For in one hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, you heaven, and you saints, and you apostles, and you prophets, for God has judged your judgment on her. And a strong angel took up a stone as it were a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with a mighty fall will Babylon, the great city, be cast down, and will be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and minstrels and flute players and trumpeters will be heard no more at all in you, and no craftsman, of whatever craft, will be found any more at all in you, and the voice of a mill will be heard no more at all in you. And the light of a lamp will shine no more at all in you, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride will be heard no more at all in you, for your merchants were the princes of the earth, for with your witchcraft were all the nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all who have been slain on the earth.